Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Desks and Dorks. It's your favorite board game design and creation podcast, as always, shaped by you. We bring you the best in indie tabletop gaming. I'm Kyle. I am the Dork. I am joined once again, and I'm so happy to be so, by my friend and business partner, Riley Parks, the desk. Riley, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Did you know there's more than one flavor of cereal?
I did, in fact, despite the fact that I've only ever been given Raisin Bran my entire life.
Man, did you know that Tropicana Crunch is a thing?
Is Tropicana Punch is a thing?
Crunch.
Crunch.
It's a honey almond cereal. With that being said, welcome to Desks and Dorks. As Kyle said, your favorite board game design and creation podcast. That, as always, is shaped by you. Do you know what else is shaped by you?
Cereal. After the rain.
Oh, after the rain.
Also, a fear within, our wonderful Kickstarter, which is out right now. You should definitely give that one a check if you have not. It'll still be out right by the time this episode.
Yes, it will, because this episode will air on the 10th, so you have a very limited time if you haven't already backed it, because it does end early morning on the 14th.
Yes, but you should check it out. You should back it. You should look at it. You should be like, wow, what a pretty Kickstarter. This was clearly made by beautiful people.
Indeed.
I'm talking about Reggie Yamada, of course, and not us.
Yes, and Amy for the editing. Not for us.
Not for us, no. Definitely not us. But yeah, we're going to talk about, this was a suggestion, by the way. This episode comes to us via suggestion by the illustrious Graham Gentz. Graham Gentz of a Under the Autumn Strangely fame. Yeah, he did a wonderful job creating that awesome zine. And we have a group chat with him because I love him and he's great. And you should check his stuff out. But one of the things he mentioned, he's like, dudes, I'm going to hop on a podcast episode with you one of these days. He's sadly not here, although I think we're going to get him in for another one of our episodes. Because he had like four or five suggestions for podcasts that were just heat. I don't know where the guy comes up with it. Usually he jokes. He's like, I'm an idea man. Just like that. He says it just like that. But this is the breakfast cereals that we think would make great games.
Technically, he wanted a top five list of breakfast cereals. And
that's true. We're adapting this. But I have to throw him a shout out. Because, God, this is funny.
Okay, I also had the thought of, like, you know, if Cheerios was a board game, what board game would it be? But that's less fun.
I mean, still exciting, though.
Still exciting. Maybe that's our weird question of the day. But, Kyle, would you like to start us, or do you need me to?
You know, I actually am so glad that you started with Cheerios, because I have a couple ideas. This is inspired by the greatest game that never was.
Bugles.
Bugles, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are fans of the podcast and may or may not have tuned into our original episode, Riley pitched, I'm not a game designer, Parks, pitched my favorite game of the entire early part of Desks and Dorks career, lifespan, whatever you want to call it, and pitched Bugles, a series of small party games that came in little bags, and you got those when you played games of Bugles. Played games with Bugles. You get it. Riley gets it. He understands me. But here's the thing. I loved this idea so much. I enjoy this idea so much that I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, could probably do something pretty fun with Cheerios. So whereas Bugles was a series of small party style games, I want a series of abstract two-player strategy games that can only be played with Bugles. This is inspired by Cheerios. Bugles. I'm on the Bugle train right now. Cheerios. This is inspired by a couple different games that I've played recently. One of them is Yinch, which is played with little circles. They look kind of like large porcelain Cheerios. The other one is Shobu. And then what is the game that Randy brought in, by the way? It's the one with the stacks of rocks. I'm just thinking, how cool would it be to do like stacks of Cheerios? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm just in my head, I'm just envisioning just a bunch of different like intriguing, interesting little games. So that's my first pitch.
Oh man, you and I looked at this completely different, Kyle.
Is Bugles, because I think that'd be hysterical. So
But Kyle,
what?
I don't know about you, but do you know what I am? I'm after his Lucky Charms, and I will find them in this 1-4 player adventure board game. Styled oddly enough like Candyland, because roll and move is the only way to move in board games. That's non-negotiable. You play as a group of children, because apparently that's the theme of the year for Desks and Dorks. You play a group of children trying to find his Lucky Charms. And as you go, your goal is to collect and land on different color spaces, to collect, potentially, different pieces to make the chest whole. So what you're going to do is you're going to try to acquire the rainbow, I don't know everything in Lucky Charms. I don't eat cereal. I'm lactose intolerant and have been for like 17 years, guys. I don't eat cereal, but let's see what's in the Lucky Charms real quick. All right, I'm going to...
Spots of golden rainbows and the red balloons.
And the red balloons and shooting spots stars and hearts.
Shooting stars. Yep.
Apparently there's unicorns now and there's a blue moon and a hat. So and your goal is to collect all of these items, including a living, breathing unicorn, and put them into a treasure chest that you find at the end of the road. But be wary, because periodically you will instead find traps by the leprechaun. Will you be able to outsmart him?
I love everything about this.
I think I actually just created the pitch for a horror, like, backroom 100% Slender Man-themed video game. It's like entirely dark, your children being hunted by the leprechaun, and the only way to... You know, I'm changing my theme. It is dark. You're walking through the woods. Your phone is dead. Shia the Buff. Lucky Charm guy. yes, that is my
day
pitch,
of my
Kyle.
Life.
That is my pitch, Kyle. I guess, maybe I am the game designer now.
Absolutely so perfect. That's quite honestly, Riley, that might have been the best. Oh my god, could you imagine? It's like, oh my god, it's a hidden movement game. It's a one versus all hidden movement game. The leprechaun is just sneaking up, going, just snapping people's necks. Hold on, you're not going to give me Lucky Charms anymore, now are you?
Oh, no. I'm very determined. It has to be like some card-driven AI for the leprechaun, because all in this together. And then the expansion lets you play as the leprechaun with added bear traps. Not in the game, mind you. You just get shipped a 30-pound bear trap in the box.
Can we make this like Dead by Daylight, where like it's different asymmetric powered cereal mascots? Like Tony the Tiger can like roam through the tall grass and jump out and maul you. Like,
are we changing the episode theme right now, or are we still continuing with the old one?
Absolutely. I want to design this. This is astounding. Like, you imagine
what are the parody rights for making a tabletop role playing game using cereal mascots? We have to make knockoffs.
Like the blood of the innocent, it's great. Like, I don't think
it's decent.
I just love everything. Like what?
Oh god, there's just a disgraced admiral walking around like taking you guys out with a hand cannon, like.
Oh my god, dude!
There's the Trix rabbit is like a were rabbit. He's literally like trying to convert you into being one of him. You know, they say the Trix are for kids, but what if you're not a kid anymore because you're just a were rabbit now?
Dude, the Cookie Crisp burglar, Cookie Crisp burglar.
Oh, and are you ready for the holiday themed expansion? Count Chocula, Boo, the Boo Berry?
Oh, there's already precedent for this. Prospero Hall already did the Count Chocula, Boo Berry, Frankenberry game.
The Monster Mash or whatever.
Oh my god, this is the greatest thing in the world. I want these guys to become public domain so badly.
Oh, but they won't, which is why we have to make parody friendly ones.
Okay, so hear me out, right?
Yep.
A kid is addicted to, like, just breakfast cereal, like, just in general, and winds up being sucked into a world of, like, run by their favorite cereal mascots. That's the That's the pitch.
Premise. Okay.
Like, that's the pitch. That's the premise. Like, that's the move.
Yep. Yep. That's the that's how you roll to move. Yes.
I will even let
us
roll. Is
this a tabletop role-playing game with roll to move inside?
You know what? It can be. I almost want this to be like a Final Girl, the Friday the 13th board game, the one that's like, it's not like Jason, because they couldn't get the rights to it, but it's very clearly Jason inspired, like where like one person is in the camp and they're just murking counselors. Like, we just make it looks like a Candyland board, and we separate it out, and it looks all like beautiful sugary cereal. Like, it's every Candyland kids commercial. Log on to CocoaPebbles.com, play the games. What was the Captain Crunch, like, Space Jam video game knockoff that I played when I was 7 on my parents' computer? But, like, oh my god, dude, this would be so funny. And it's just that. What was that?
I said, it's no Chex Quest.
No, dude. Apparently, by the way, I know that we're like we've gone so far off the reservation at this point, but apparently Chex Quest sold amazingly.
Well, it's still a thing. You can buy it on Steam right now.
Like, but apparently Chex Quest helped move, like when Chex Quest was out, apparently they sold so much stuff. Like, they sold so much more Chex. Like, I think it's hysterical. Anyway, honestly, that's way better than what I was going to say. I don't even remember what I was going to do. That's it. That's the podcast. It's Riley and I are going to make a horror themed one versus all. You're getting stalked by parody cereal mascots. Don't die.
All right. One of them is going to be Chef Wendell, and you might not even know who that is.
I'm the guy from French Toast. French Toast Crunch. Crunch.
Yeah. Okay. So do you know the story of him?
No, but I think that's a perfect way to end the episode. Tell me the story of this of the Cinnamon Toast French guy.
Well, so first and foremost, I guess we'll have to talk about our version, right?
Yeah.
Baker Winston.
Okay.
One of four bakers making the beloved banana bread balls cereal. Okay. Yep, banana bread balls is the thing now, apparently. That's where we are with it. And, you know, Baker Winston one day was not heard from, and it was a sad day. And the other three started getting worried because, you know, in the days leading up to it, he was acting a little off, right? A little odd. And one by one, these three bakers just start disappearing in weird banana bread related incidents. Like, one of them, a body identical to Baker Brenton, just was found. This giant banana bread sculpture of Baker Brenton was found and eaten because it was delicious. But his body itself was never found. And then this just happened on and on until all of a sudden came back Baker Winston. He's here to kill with his banana bread ball cereal. Real talk, though. Chef Wendell, there was three chefs. One of them, Chef Wendell went missing. There was a bunch of commercials of the other two, like, where's he at? And then all of a sudden he came back. The other two just disappeared. Nowhere.
Oh, my God. I remember those commercials.
He straight up murdered the other two chefs.
Oh my god, he did.
Yeah. That
oh my
is
god,
why
he did. He murdered
Baker
the other
Winston,
chefs.
Baker Winston are not going to be banana bread balls, but our knockoff Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy is going to be one of the most, because he is legitimate body count.
Yeah. Dude, I love everything about this, and this is going to consume my soul for the next week and a half. So, thank you for this, everybody. If you are looking forward to Riley and I making the world's most terrifying cereal-based game. Thank you to Graham Gentz for this incredible episode suggestion. And for
check out Under the Autumn Strangely.
Yes, please check out Under the Autumn Strangely. You know, show Graham some love. He's going to be doing, he I believe is doing something for Zine Quest. Check him out on his socials. Please do that too.
He hasn't released anything yet though, correct?
He has not released anything yet. I think his intention, at least the last time I talked to him, was that he is going to be focusing his time working on Under the Autumn Strangely, and just really trying to make that as great of an experience as humanly possible for everybody else. So please show him some love, though, because he's awesome and he's great. And this episode was great. And it would not have been great without Graham. So thanks, Graham.
You can't spell great without Graham, except you can. With that being said, don't forget you could listen to us on any of your favorite podcasting apps or services. Spreaker, Google and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the other ones, YouTube.com/DesksandDorks. Gio Savon.
Don't forget Gio Savon.
/DesksandDorks. DesksandDorks.org. Click the links in our descriptions. And speaking of links, don't forget to check out If You're Within live until March 14th. Thank you, guys.
Woo!
I've been Riley.
I've been Kyle, and I'm still running away from cereal mascots.
I mean, aren't we all?
But I feel like in some way we all are.
Don't get
Bye,
caught.
Everyone.
Don't get caught.
Just kidding. Get eaten. No. We're going to do a weird question. I almost forgot. I'm sorry.
Aw. Well, you just ruined my outro. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
All right. All right. I feel like this episode was a weird question, but let's go ahead, Kyle, and see.
All right, Riley. If you could fight... Or, sorry, what is the one cereal mascot you were convinced that you could take in a fight?
Do you already have an answer to this?
I do.
Honestly,
the Lucky Charms rabbit.
Oh. Wait, Body Lucky Charms? You mean Tricks?
The Tricks rabbit. Yeah. I have a bone to pick anyway, because everything in Tricks sounds the same, or smell, or tastes the same. All of them. They're colored differently, and they taste the same. That's the trick. I'm mad about it.
It's because they use healthier food dye, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's false.
Honestly? I'll take on Tony.
Taking on Tony the Tiger?
I'll take on the Tiger.
The Tiger that plays sports with Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
That's your pick, my guy.
I know what I said.
Holy smokes, dude. That Tiger has done so many steroids. It's that's almost as dangerous as Cocaine Bear.
Kyle, without going into details of the podcast, I'm feeling all right about this fight. I'm feeling pretty matched.
I feel like there's a constitutional amendment that might help fight the Tiger.
Yeah, I got this. I'm not concerned. I'm feeling all right with this. Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'll take a one-on-one. I'll take him in a... put us in like an abandoned cereal factory with only what's around to use as weapons.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's gonna be one of the maps for the asymmetric game. That's really got him. Anyway,
all right, guys.
Thank you so much for watching.
And remember, they're decent.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky in line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.